and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. 8:12, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Hunter and his stupid ideas.
What? They're brilliant.
Brilliant. They're brilliant.
You know, I'm surprised I'm not a millionaire by now. I come up with the greatest ideas.
You could be, but you buy bull whips and stuff off of Amazon all the time.
I know. You know what? I wouldn't change anything.
Nothing. So you're going to become a millionaire with your pizza roll idea.
Yeah.
And then you're going to buy all the bull whips.
It's going to be the biggest, most goldenest bull whip you've ever seen.
Ever. Today, we got a high of 47, some sunshine. Nice day. Tonight, cold again, low of 25 Wednesday, sunny and warmer, high of 54. I'm torn on what story I should do for WTF. I'll let you choose here in a second.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show, brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
Imitating seagulls or LSD?
Let's go with pizza rolls at Taco Bell. Let's do LSD.
LSD, all right. And we can talk about the seagull thing later. Okay. So a 19-year-old guy at an Enterprise rent-a-car in Missouri is facing charges for putting LSD in his coworkers' drinks.
Oh, dude.
Here's some audio.
Police tell me he said he thought giving his coworkers LSD might be the solution to their negative energy.
I can't believe it. It's ridiculous. I mean, I just can't understand why somebody would even think about something like that.
Terrible. They should be arrested.
You're going to have an increased heart rate, increased body temperature, higher blood pressure. That it's been described as causing the shakes or tremors before. You can also just use that liquid form to ingest it orally, drops under the tongue, or you could put drops in somebody's drink.
Dude!
What?
Dude, come on, man!
I don't even know what to say. First off, Brock, when was the last time you saw LSD?
It was 1969, Woodstock.
Woodstock, 1969, before you were born. I don't think, I never seen it, never heard anything about it, it being around. So first off, where's this guy getting it? Second of all, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you
thinking?
Yeah, come on, man.
You think it's going to make a happier environment to work in?
That's what he thought. He wanted to get rid of that negative energy. So he used an eyedropper and put it in two of his coworkers' water bottles and another worker's coffee mug. Two of them got dizzy and shaky and didn't know why, so they went to the hospital.
So here's the thing. I don't know anything about LSD. Never even seen it. But right. I can imagine if you're going to do LSD, you would want to know that you're going to do it. Because it sounds like it makes you feel funny.
Well, and obviously you can have a bad trip on it, too,
you know,
if you're not used to it.
Like, if you drink a water and it's got LSD in it and you don't know, you might think you're dying.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. They went to the hospital, dizzy and shaky. Well, the dead giveaway is when the coworkers were licking the windows going, the schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Oh, man, it's kicking in, man. Don't drug people that don't want to be drugged.
Yeah.
Did we not learn anything from Bill Cosby? For God's sakes.
Dude, it's bad. Not a good thing, man.
Hey, you want to drink this water I got, by the way?
You are freaking out, man.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Here we go.
What's up, you ass?
You ass.
You ass. So I shared this website with you, and I'm super excited about this. It was on Reddit. And don't worry, I'm giving credit, Joe, to where I got this from. And basically, so, you know when you're at an arcade or like a bowling alley or something and mm-hmm. any place where you get the little tickets and then you go take the tickets in for just cheap prizes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I found a website where you can get these cheap prizes, okay? You may say, Brock, well, what do you mean? How about a 1,200 Army men for $21? They're a penny a piece.
So what are you going to do with 1,200 Army men?
What can I do with 1,200 Army men?
It's true.
I feel like this website, you can get like 100 bouncy balls for like $10. Like, it's amazing.
See, you get 1,200 Army men. Do you have a BB gun? Because you need a BB gun.
I do, actually. I do have a BB gun.
Yeah.
But I might have to upgrade my BB gun because I could set all these up a la Home Alone.
Yeah.
And just tink.
Tink, tink, tink.
Tink.
Be tinking all day,
tink.
Man.
This is just great, though. And the fact that a website like this exists just proves that there is a God.
Do they sell the sticky hands?
They have the sticky hands. They actually do have a pack of 100 for like $9, and it's sticky critters. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like maybe like a what are those ones, like a daddy long legs or something like that, or like a centipede. So you can get those. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm thinking is we get like, so for $42, we could get 2,400 army men. Yeah. And we just throw them in someone's yard, or we fill someone's car with them.
That's a good idea.
We could prank people with all of these amazing, cool little things.
I like
and
that.
I tell you what, I don't mind spending money on a great prank. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
So
here's what I'm going to do. I think kind of a lonely guy. I think I'm going to buy 10 finger traps and get 10 of my closest friends. Just trap them.
Get them all.
Each finger.
You get a whole line of friends together?
Yeah, right.
Why? Those were terrifying as a kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, be honest. Have you ever been terrified putting a finger trap on?
Oh, yeah.
Or just panicked at least for like a few minutes?
Yeah. Oh, as a child, I could distinctly remember. And even now as an adult, like, I'm sketchy on it because you really get your, like, you get your fingers to touch. Game over.
Yeah. If you go past the second knuckle, you're ballsy.
Oh, you're done.
You're basically a stunt devil.
They're going to have to cut your fingers off.
Yeah. Because if you get that thing fully on your finger, dude.
I think not too long ago, that happened at Kelly's Bowl. I think I got one for some reason.
Yeah.
And I got the index fingers to touch, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I can't get it.
And then, of course, your friends aren't going to help you. They're just going to sit there and laugh their asses off while you're sitting there stuck trying to pull this thing apart. I think I chewed my way through it, to be honest.
Like a rat.
I think I did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm free. But then they were just stuck on my fingers.
That's after you get butterflies and start sweating. I'm going to be like this forever.
This is it.
You know?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I didn't look to see if they had a discount on finger chaps. Mm-hmm. Might have to get those. All right. Well, I'll take a look on the website. We'll find some good
stuff. There was one time I did a finger trap with the two fingers inside that sweater pocket up front. So I like couldn't get it out. Like, wait, you've had your hands in your pocket for like 5 hours. Struggling, man. You can't show anybody because you're stuck.
That was a scary weekend last weekend for you, wasn't it?
It was terrible. It's terrible.
Right now, Pearl Jam Black. It's the Plan B Morning Show at WIRX.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, for God's sakes, will you choke on that pizza roll? Please, God.
Would you just die already? Good morning, everybody. It's Brackets Hunter.
Good morning.
I'm never dying, bro.
No?
Ain't no pizza roll either.
No.
Ain't gonna do it. I could put three of them in my mouth, swallow them whole. Don't even need to chew them. Right down the gullet.
Yeah.
Power throat those. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. Your dumb vocabulary for today, love puff.
Well, puff of a cigarette or a puff of a joint. Love, which is the affection between two people, two significant others. Love puff. It's when you make love, then you puff a cig afterwards.
No.
No, you puff a cig first, then you make love.
You puff a cigarette while making love. No.
Love, puff. I don't know.
It's a silent fart released while you're in bed with your partner.
I think we've all been there.
Under the sheets.
Yes.
And you do a little. you call it a love puff, so it kind of softens the blow, and they don't get as mad at you.
Yeah.
Kiki does not enjoy my love puffs.
No.
When it's silent, all of a sudden, you fart.
Stink.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago, because it takes a while to creep up that comforter.
Yeah. You want to ruin the mood?
See, now, because a love puff is different than a Dutch oven. I don't want people, this is a Dutch oven. No. Dutch oven is done on purpose. Mm-hmm. When you Dutch oven someone, you fart and then put their heads under the covers. Yeah. Love puff, that's when you don't want to upset your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while, you get a little love puff. Mm-hmm. Little tooter frog. Little love puff underneath the sheets.
It's hot, bro.
It's just a hot love puff.
Hot.
A hot, hopefully not moist love puff. That's your dumb vocabulary.
Rock 107.